Blog Talk Radio.
A Blog Talk Radio. And I've got a beep coming through my phone. Oh, no. They must get the wrong number. Or maybe they don't know the number. But thank you, everyone. I'm seeing everyone saying happy birthday. Tonight, we're going to have a little birthday party. And it's for Malwa. Oh, wait, Cherry.
Yes.
I'll let you talk for a little bit.
I'm going to play a song here too. Wish you a happy birthday tonight, Ron. I think we're going to have lots of people calling in to say happy birthday. Lots of great surprises tonight. So are you ready for it?
Yeah. Hey, one thing we discussed is if you guys want to call in that are part of the, you know, just the show, feel free tonight. Tonight's going to be a little more casual. Tonight will be a little more sane. We might have to rotate a little bit because I don't want too many people up on the phone line. But Jerry, and Paul. Paul, say hello. Paul's going to be screening calls before we can get the reality people up faster than, some of you guys. But feel free to call in tonight, you know, and say hello and happy birthday. Paul, you want to say hello to the room?
Hi, room. And I'm not in the chat room yet, having a little issues. I'm not ignoring you, but my main job is to do the switchboard. Let's have a fun show, guys.
Are you going to wish me happy birthday?
On the air, I already wish it to him personally, but I should do that. Happy birthday, you old fart. Let me tell you, I had a surprise party for my 40th, and there was nothing but old fart jokes, so.
And I want to say hello to Nelson. Thank you for stopping in. I see you couldn't stay long. You know, tonight's going to be one of those, you know, don't stay long anyways. So happy birthday. Thank you for the happy birthday wish. Let's kick it off with a song. And I'm going to kick it off. And I didn't kick it off right away because I wanted you guys to hear it. This is the first song in my life that I ever... It's my favorite song and always will be my favorite song. It's an older song by this guy he's a Christian singer, but I want to play it, and then we'll pick up our first call after Paul screens it.
I want the people to know that it saved my soul, but I still like to listen to the radio. They say rock and roll is wrong, we'll give you one more chance. I say I feel so good, I gotta get up and dance. I know what's right, I know what's wrong, I don't confuse it. All I'm really trying to say is why should the devil have all the good music? And I feel good every day. My hair, they're driving me insane. I blew it out long to make room for my brain. But sometimes people don't understand what's a good boy doing in a rock and roll band. There's nothing wrong with playing blues, lit. But if you got a reason, tell me to my face. Why should the devil have all the good music? There's nothing wrong with what I play. Knocking the hill.
we're going to go to our first caller. And our first caller is somebody that I tweet more to. And I've known him pretty long because I think we met in Missy's chat room. Gabar, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday today.
Aww.
Well, thank you. You know what? I want to tell you something. You're one of the few people that always make me smile on Twitter and on Facebook. And, you know, I used to Missy's chat back in the old days, right? Weren't you part of the Missy's chat room stuff?
I think so.
When she used to do a user plane?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, and I remember meeting you back that long ago. And I one day we're going to have to go to the same event. You went to Rainbow last year, and I went to Vegas. So
Vegas.
Maybe this year we can go to the same event somewhere and meet each other. But it's so nice to have you in here tonight and wish me a happy birthday. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We could meet in Vegas if you want. I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know about Vegas this year. Well, let's see. We'll kind of see how my heart ticker is this year for Vegas, but I don't know what I'm going
to
do this year.
Yeah, how are you doing with your heart?
Not very good, but I'm going to try to stay off that subject tonight and just focus on the good stuff with y'all. So,
all right.
But,
well, I hope you'll
see do you want to stay or do you want to take off? You can stay for one call.
I
got.
Hi, Gabor.
Hi, Patty.
I'm gonna keep you up here for this next caller, because this next caller, I think maybe you might know her. She goes to Superpass, and she's one of our new persons around the show, but she's been a good one lately, and that is Michelle from the Bronx.
Happy
Hello,
birthday,
Michelle
Ron!
Happy
birthday, man.
Well,
how are
thank you.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Paul.
I'm
Michelle.
A little blah.
Hi, Gabor.
I'm a little blah.
Hi, Michelle.
Yeah, I bet. You can't be blah. Yes.
Hey, Michelle.
Yes.
And Gabor, do you guys remember season... Oh, my gosh. Why did I just had a burn fart? Season 6. Do you remember season 6?
That was the
of
one
Big
before
Brother?
All Stars?
Yeah.
The one before All Stars, I know.
Yeah, do you remember it?
I haven't seen 6, actually. I only seen 8 through up.
Not by heart. I don't, not like I know.
Oh, my gosh. You never seen season 6, Gabar? That was the best season ever. Well,
I know some of the folks. They're pretty cool.
Okay. Well,
I saw it. Ron.
I want to bring up what?
I'm excited.
Oh, you saw it? I'm excited too because I have a bad heart, but whenever I talk to her, it makes my heart go faster because she's one of the sexiest. She's one of the sexiest.
Time zone callers can't hit.
Yes. So I want to bring her up, guys. I'm going to let you sit up on the phone line with us for a little bit. If you guys need to go, just drop off. But Rachel, hey.
Happy birthday, Ron. How you doing?
Thank you. Not good.
Okay.
I'm really not doing good. It's been a terrible week. And
Ron,
you gotta lie.
You gotta lie for today.
No, I want you to stay positive. You gotta stay positive,
Ron. No, listen
Ron,
to
and
me.
Have good, good
I was doing good, but I had a phone call before that just kind of rocked me, and I'm hoping you guys can get me out of it.
And
you guys are doing good. But it's just like, I can't wait to go. I wish they could take like something and just like get the water off my chest. You know what I mean? Before I can, they can get in there.
When are they going to get you in? Did they say?
Right now, it's a waiting process. It's just a waiting process. They have to get the water. I'm taking a blood. I'm taking blood pressure medicine to help the relief of the blood pressure in the heart. Because I have like a major, you know, it's they describe it. Anyways, I'm trying not to talk about it tonight, but yeah, my brother's going to call us. They still might can do the bubble.
Okay.
Or did I say the wrong one? Come on, Jerry. Jerry.
Angioplasty.
Angioplasty.
I always mess up. I don't know why I think the bubble.
And nobody knows what
bubble.
He's talking about. At least call it the balloon.
I know. Tonight I'm not thinking. I got Rachel on the phone line. Rachel, you know, I'm so glad we met at Vegas. You were one of the few people
fun.
That I was still. Yes, it was. And I was, because, you know, you like I've always said every time I talk to you, you're still the top, you're somewhere in the top five of the hottest chicks ever, too. You know what? I almost want to say you're number one. But then if Erica calls in, I would have to tell Erica that. What?
You're too sweet. That is just not true, but I appreciate the compliment very, very much.
No, but really, no, really, Rachel. Your season, you made the season. I mean, come on, you were with the sexiest guy ever to play Big Brother.
He's the hottest guy ever in Big Brother, of course.
So you had to be the hottest woman to play Big Brother, right? I mean, that's what I would say.
I was pretty dumb, though, because I let Howie, you know, make the biggest mistake in Big Brother history. So I don't get one for brains there.
No.
Oh, well.
But thank you for calling in and
you're
being
welcome.
Part of it. You were here last year.
Yeah,
you know,
I think I was.
2 years, and my show's 2 years now. I'm going
awesome.
On to the...
Congratulations. Awesome.
So, Michelle, do you want to say hello to her?
Hello, Rachel. How are you?
Good. Who is this?
Michelle from the Bronx. She's one of the chatters.
Michelle from the Bronx.
Yeah, I'm making a reputation for myself, and I just backloaded myself out of the room.
Okay.
If you hit backspace, you constantly get yourself out of the room, it seems. So I'm working my way back in there. And I was just saying, yay, BB Rachel 6. And
yay.
I got backloaded.
How long has
it been? It's been a while.
I was
definitely a fan back then. I remember you. I remember your little faux pas.
Yeah, so do I.
But guess what? Just kick Howie's ass and that's be done with it.
Yeah, you know, he deserves that on a regular basis.
Of course he does.
But,
of course he does.
Oh, Howie.
Catch us up.
Okay. Wait, I got to give Cherry Garcia the floor next.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Cherry.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Good.
So nice to meet you. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
It's a big night for Ron. I know he
is.
Was so hoping you were going to call in. So
yeah, I didn't invite nobody, Rachel. I didn't invite nobody
really?
This year. And I told Cherry Garcia and Ben and Paul to go with it. I said, you do what you have to do. And I kept on telling Cherry Garcia, we need to get a hold of Rachel. We need to get a hold of Rachel. Rachel and Monica. Rachel and Monica.
Oh, yeah. Actually, Kathy, I have to give a big shout out to Kathy in the chat room. She helped a lot.
Yes, yeah, she would. Kathy was one of my first helpers. She's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been a friend of mine for a long time.
Yeah,
so
she helped out a whole lot. She
so
did.
But Rachel,
so hopefully you'll have some people calling in tonight. I hope you do.
We
great.
Have Joe Barber. Joe Barber said he was going to try to call in. And Erica.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
And a few others. You know, it's just, you know, I think Saturday night is a little rough for people, too.
Oh,
but,
cool. I'm getting ready to go out, but I still had time to call, so that's ridiculous. They have time to call. They better call.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if anybody got a hold of or Howie, though. Did you guys get a hold of Howie ever? I know he... I have to say this. I've been crying all day, actually. Not really maybe crying, but, you know, just overwhelming of how many people you guys have posted on my wall.
Oh, I bet. Your wall is insane.
And I'm talking reality stars-wise.
Really?
Even. I mean, there's some that I haven't even had on the show before that was posted, and they seem like they knew me. You know, and it's just, it's been overwhelming. But, Rachel, I bet you do want to get going out of
tonight,
don't
you? Well, I'm just
going to
jump in this hour, you know, get ready for my big, no big plan night out to do not much.
You don't have a date or anything?
No date tonight. It's girls' night. We're just going to go downtown, I think, and just I'm going to have a drink for you on your birthday. And
okay, have a couple because I can't drink.
Okay, I'm going to cheers to you
then. You know what? I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to let you say hello to somebody that you might know, okay?
All right.
And then you can leave after he says hello to you.
Hello, Rachel.
Jack, you want to say hello to Rachel?
Rachel,
from Big Brother
Jack
6?
Owens from Big Brother 4. Nice to talk to you.
Who's this?
This is Jack Owens from Big Brother 4.
Oh,
hey.
I remember you. I've met you before.
Thank you. You're terrific, Rachel. I really enjoyed watching.
Thank you. Likewise. I remember, where did we meet? I think we met at like the All-Star after party or something.
We met at a wrap party. Yeah, it was fun to talk to you.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice again. Gosh, how you doing?
Oh, terrific. I'm at a birthday party for my daughter. She's 29 today, my middle daughter.
Wow.
So we're down in Dothan, Alabama, in South Alabama.
Fun.
Yeah, I mean, I thank
your birthday.
Thank you. Yes, I was going to say.
Happy birthday to Ron, too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Now, Rachel, you need to get going to the shower.
Yeah, I do. I got to go to the shower. Thanks for, I guess I told everybody I was doing that, so yeah.
He just wanted to make sure that he knew that.
That's okay. Everybody does it.
And everybody does it.
That's right. Awesome. Well, have a great show, Ron, and happy birthday, and wishing you all the best and a speedy recovery and everything. I'm praying
for
you.
Thank you. I know you are. Bye.
Absolutely. I have good feelings.
Rachel.
You're going to be good. All right. I'll talk to
y'all
later.
Thank you, Rachel.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Thank you.
How about Rachel?
Jack. Rachel.
Hey, Ron.
Rachel is... okay, let me do it this way. Rachel and Erica has to be the two sexiest women ever to be on Big Brother, because I can't choose. Erica is my hometown girl, so I always go with Erica.
Erica's wonderful.
She's more than... And I wanted to tell you something. I was hoping she would... I was hoping I could have got her to pop on when you were on.
Yes.
Because she's supposed to call in tonight.
Yes.
But you know what? I met her in Vegas, Jack. And the only reason I'm telling this story to you is because I know you know her. And after Vegas, I'm dealing with the heart issue right now. And after Vegas, she called me. And me and her talked for about 5 hours, and she actually really got me focused on what to do about, you know, feeling better and everything. And I owe a lot to her, and I almost collapsed in Vegas, passed out at Vegas. Jack,
Ron, that is horrible. I apologize.
And
I wasn't aware that
me.
You were
Erica,
having problems.
Erica Adam was there, and they were so good to me. And ever since then, Jack, I'm going through a lot. I'm trying to avoid the subject tonight a little bit.
I understand.
So maybe I'll write you a letter about it, because we talk a lot.
I'll talk to you on email about it, Ron. We can go back and forth that way. Thanks. I'm glad to know that. I should know it. I apologize.
No, it's I quit posting on my wall a little bit about it because I'm supposed to have surgery, but I can't have surgery, and it's just been a rough year, and it's just one of those things that, you know, everything will work out, but I'm just going through. I have to wear oxygen all the time, but. Jack, you know, keep me in your prayers big time.
I will.
Keep me in your prayers. I made sure I wrote you because I know last year you called in too, and you've been one of my favorites to get out of the Big Brother house since I started the show. And how did the book do? I wanted to ask that question. Is the book selling good?
Yes, it is, Ron. Thank you. The book seems inconsequential in view of what you're going through. My heart goes out to you. I can't imagine the courage it takes for you to go on doing and living as best as you can with this condition. I'm so sorry, Ron.
You know what? And Cherry Garcia is on the phone line with us. Cherry can vouch for this. It's because the show I can stay alive and keep myself going.
Yes.
You know, I really have to say that. It's because of the show. Okay, guys. Gabor, are you in the chat room where you can listen?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. I'm going to let you guys go, and Michelle, I'm going to let you go. Because
all
I
right.
want to bring two other people up on the phone line,
Thank you, Ron.
I want you to say hello to a couple people real quick, and then you can take off like I did with Rachel. But I was going to let you say hello because I know they're past Big Brother alumnus too. Okay, and then we'll bring them up, and then
okay,
stay with us for a second.
Okay,
I'll bring up Michelle Costa.
Okay,
Michelle, and then
hey,
I want to bring
up Ron.
We got Bunky, Michelle, and we have Jack.
Hello, Bunky and Michelle.
Group of Big Brother group.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Oh,
happy birthday,
Ron. I love Michelle and Bunky. That's wonderful.
Bunky, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Ron, and I'm so happy to be on with Michelle and Bunky, too. And I'll say hello to them, then I'll bow out so you can talk.
Hey, what's up, Jack?
hey, Michelle. I'm having a great time. I'm at a birthday party in South Alabama, but it's really wonderful to talk to you.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. I'm up in Rhode Island, all the way up in the East Coast.
Oh, I love Rhode Island. I've been there. It's beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, my God, we've got all the corners covered. Bunky, right now I'm in San Francisco.
Hey, Bunky.
Hey,
I'm in Georgia.
I'm in Georgia. And you're in Georgia.
Friends on Facebook.
Awesome.
We are covered in the United States right now. We're at all corners right now.
Yes,
and I
know
St. Louis in the middle.
You know what? I have this big old smile on my face. I can't believe we got three Big Brother people from. It's so funny about it is it's three generations of. It's you guys were kind of. Like the split of the group, like Bunky
yes.
started out the seasons with the shows, and you've been in, you know, you kind of had you're the start of the Big Brother life, and then Jack.
I'm one of the grandfathers.
Exactly.
And then Jack is like the middle, and Michelle's on the end, and all we need is
the newbie. Not really, though. I'm really not even the newbie, like.
I just want to tell anybody who's and everybody that's listening that I had the pleasure of going to a reality event and hanging out with Michelle. And if you ever get a chance, folks, to hang out with Michelle, she is one of the coolest, sweetest people. And I saw a side of her that they didn't show on Big Brother. And Michelle, I love you to death, and I know that you have a pure heart of gold.
Oh,
wait, are you talking about the same Michelle I know?
That's
I'm talking about Michelle you didn't see on TV.
Oh, Bunky, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I will never
right.
forget that, ever.
Sorry to interrupt, but Jack needs to get back to his birthday party. So.
Yeah,
you,
I was going to say, Jack, thank you for calling. And
bye, Jack.
Bye,
wish me.
Bye, Jack.
Thanks
bye,
so
bye,
much,
Michelle.
Jack.
Bye, Bunky. God bless,
hey,
Ron. I'll be thinking about you.
Thank you, Jack. I'm going to lose track of names. At least I know Bunky's name tonight. The first
oh, my
time
God, that
came
was so nice, Bunky. I'm all, like, choked up right
bye-bye,
now.
Bye-bye.
But you know
that's
what?
True.
You know what, guys? Hey, Cherry, I want you to read what Miami just wrote because I can't see the whole thing.
Ron should turn up his oxygen. He's so excited he's going to overextend.
I'll be honest with you, I really do. If it wasn't so far away, I would get up and do it. But I'll tell you guys right now, I came into the show with being heartbroken by one of my family members, and everyone that's already called in, and everything. You guys, it's been just amazing, you know.
Oh.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and I'll tell you, I want you to celebrate an awesome 40th birthday, and when I celebrated my 40th a few years ago, I called it Forbidden 40, and we celebrated all the things that are forbidden, like getting old, or in my case, being gay, or getting fat and eating chocolates, and we did all of that. We drank, well, they drank, and we had awesome sparkling chocolate, and we had strippers, and we just, I had everything forbidden. We had the forbidden fruit, and we celebrated getting old and stuff, so
I love it, and don't fight it.
Bucky, you might not know, I can't do that, though, because of my heart condition right now. It's at the top, and I'm waiting for open heart surgery, and chocolate would probably take my sodium level over the thing, and strippers would probably give me a heart attack. And I already had a stroke, so I really don't need another one. So
that would not be good.
All right, then do a Forbidden 50. Then do it in 10 years.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll wait. I'll do a 41.
The Forbidden 41.
I'll be belated. Yeah. Funky, this is Paul. This is you bring everybody up when you're on. I just have to say that, and I know Ron. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I was just in a taxi ride and to get here, and the guy said, "What do you do?" And I said, "Well, you know, I'm a technical writer by day, but I'm studying to be a comedian." And I said, "I just really enjoy making people laugh." And by the end of the taxi ride, he was laughing, and he passed up my exit or whatever. And he's like, "Look at you! You got me laughing, and I totally missed my exit or whatever." I'm like, "Well, then my job is done if I can make a taxi driver laugh."
There you go.
I will never forget, Bunky. I actually. You know, the show turned 2 years old too, and the first time you called in was for Cowboys, and you tricked me. You asked me who you were, and I'll never forget this. This you and Chicken George probably gave me the biggest blunder of the ever, because you had me. I mean, I couldn't figure you out. And then you said Crybaby, and Harry, and a light started to flip, but you know, I hung up by Chicken George just recently.
It was hilarious.
he called in and he's called himself Betty Crocker, and I had soap opera characters on, and I thought he was playing a prank on me because that week we had a lot of prankers. So I just hung up on him, and I didn't realize it was Chicken George, and afterwards I said, I can't believe it. I hung up on Chicken George.
I don't know why he said Betty Crocker. He should have said Colonel Sanders or something.
Oh, he was calling in for John Crocker. So he was I'm Betty Crocker.
I gotcha.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it was funny.
Well, Michelle, what are you up to, girl? What are you up to, Michelle?
Actually, I am right now, my big thing is taking care of my grandma. I had to bring her back from Portugal because my grandfather died and she has Alzheimer's, so I'm kind of like her caretaker right now.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Yeah, so that's kind of like just been happening. I just got back from Portugal, but, you know, things are starting to get back to normal somewhat, and I'm actually starting to train for the reality rally in Temecula, California.
Wow.
And also, have you ever heard of the Mudder Race?
No.
It's like this race that's like a 10-mile obstacle course, and it's kind of like a military base where you have to
run. Oh, I have heard of that.
Yeah, and it's going to be happening here in Maine. It's for a charity event, and there's a team of us. There's a few of us, the Biggest Loser, and like Miss America, and a couple from Real World, and there's me from Big Brother, and I think there's there's Louie from Amazing Race. There might be somebody from Survivor, I'm not sure. But we're going to actually run this 10-mile race, so I'm going to be starting my training to build up to these different races I got coming up. along with taking care of Grandma. Yeah.
Wow. I knew Lou used to do it. I didn't realize you were doing that.
Yes, I am doing that. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, I didn't realize how crazy it was. They actually just changed it from 8 miles to 10 miles. If you guys want to look it up, it's called Mudder, M-U-D-D-E-R, the Mudder Race. And it shows you there's only like 7 throughout the United States throughout the year. And it actually shows you the race course. The one I'm doing is in Vermont, Mount Snow, Vermont, in the May. And it'll actually show you through each part of the course, I think through each, like, mile, you have to do a different obstacle course, whether it be swimming or trekking through mud, like quicksand. It's going under barbed wire for, like, a half a mile, climbing up 30-foot walls, all this crazy stuff. And, like, we're in a team together, and we're raising money, I believe, for charity. So...
That's awesome.
I don't know what charity it is, but
I knew Louie was doing it.
Yeah, I haven't got all the final details yet, but all I know is that they're trying to get you to start training now, because it's no joke. It's like where people go to like military train. I was like,
wow.
I was like, all right.
Okay, guys. I was gonna give Cherry a chance to say hello to you guys, but I can't do that right now. Because we have a third, I want to bring up a third one. Because now we got Bunky, the old fart from the Big Brother. We got Michelle, and now we got a rookie, or she just got done with her rookie year. Kathy.
Hi, Ron. Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you. We got Michelle Costa on here and Bunky.
Hey,
yeah,
Kathy.
We can hear you loud and
clear. Hi, Bunky.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi.
And Bunky, you know I'm joking,
night?
Right? I thought you called yourself.
You
I called Bunky the old fart of the group because he was
on
season
the old
two.
One.
Yeah, but he was on season two. He's been,
yeah, that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
That wasn't that long. Come on, Bunky.
No, I'm still older than Bunky.
Yeah, I'm old now too, guys. I've joined the 40 Club.
There you
the
go.
The 40 Club.
So.
Like I said, Ron, you're trying to catch up with me.
Yeah, whatever. It will take me a lifetime, or more lifetime. I mean, Paul's been around since George Washington.
Wait, Paul, how old are you?
59.
No, you're not.
No way.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Actually, I think he's 95.
He has that voice of like a 40, 39-year-old.
Call it the biological age. My heart's much younger. I'm young at heart.
There you go.
I make fun of Paul all the time about his age. It's an inside joke.
It's a running
joke.
So, Ron, how does it feel to be 40?
Same as it was 39. A pain in the heart. Sorry, I don't feel nothing different today. My body's crashed. My body don't ever feel better. I can't wait to get to a inn and get some kind of relief.
But tonight we're pumping him up. Pump.
Yeah,
pump it up.
We need. You know what we need? We need Michelle, and I'm not talking about Michelle Costa. Isn't it Michelle? Wasn't that your name, Kathy? What was your name?
Oh yeah, that was Dirty Michelle.
Yeah,
yeah, that called
we
me
need
Michelle.
Dirty Michelle.
Dirty
yeah.
Michelle. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
They wanted me to be. Yeah.
Hey, Bunky, I have
like
a question
not
to
Kathy,
ask you.
And then I was bad Michelle.
I have a question, a Big Brother question for Bunky. Bunky, if they had unitards back there in your season, would you like to want it?
I wouldn't have wanted to wear it, simply because it'd be false advertisement. Because I'm typically have shrinkage, unless I'm excited, I have a mangina. I'll be honest with you, okay? So it wouldn't have been pretty, you know, and it would have looked like I had padded shoulders because of the hair on my shoulders and stuff, and it's just.
I would have looked like an odd superhero, I'm sure.
Oh, I look pretty good in mine.
Oh, you look good, Bunky.
Michelle, tell them
Michelle
how
filled it out nice.
Well, besides the camel toe, and
I put one on this summer.
And wait, and the fact that I was like, listen, I'll take like a medium and I'll take two, and they were like, here's about two extra smalls. I'm like, oh my god.
Of course they do that. But you know what? There are moments in Big Brother history that you never forget. And the one I'll never forget is Michelle in the diary room right after she had won the unitard or whatever. And she slings it over her shoulder. And I'm like, the girl's still stylish. She may be pissed, but she's stylish, okay?
Listen, I think that was the best, not because it was me, but honestly, that was the best diary room ever. Like, you cannot script that. You cannot write that.
Exactly.
I don't know if
exactly.
I could do that again. People have tried to do that again. Lydia, I think, and Shima tried to do that again. Like, you're only going to get my back for the rest of the season. You cannot. All I want is some wine so that my blood can circulate and I can deal with this. I just want some freaking wine. Can I just get what I want? I just want some freaking wine. I think that's verbatim. Like, that, Seriously, and if you've been in that Big Brother house, let me tell you, I was really acting really low-key. And
until they push your buttons, yeah. And they know how to push your buttons.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Bunky, as a fellow sufferer, I guess, of being a simian male and seeing you on Deal or No Deal, what's your front and back hair status nowadays?
Okay, so it's in full swing. Haven't had a trim probably in 9 months or so, but I had a scare the other day. I'm recovering from the flu, and I actually passed out the other morning, and a friend of mine took me to the emergency room. I had dehydrated, but they were running a bunch of tests, and they're like, we're going to have to run an EKG, which is where they have to stick all those stickers all over your chest and everything.
Yeah.
And when she opened up my gown, she was like, oh. And she's like, this is not going to speak. And I'm like, I think I'm going to have to shave you. I'm like, no, you can't shave me because I'm going to a gay event in about a week or so and I need my hair. And I can't have all these blotches all over me with these little circles, missing hair. Like I got, what is it? What is that? Alopecia, propecia, or whatever that disease is where you lose your hair in pieces.
Oh my god!
I don't know, but I have them done, and I don't have much hair, and it hurts. So I feel your pain.
Yeah. So I had a little bit of a scare there. So I'm like, just press it to the hair, and then trying to get them all off was really painful. You know, 10 of them or whatever. Listen, Ron, I'm going to have to run, but I wanted to wish you a happy birthday, and Kathy and Michelle,
thank you.
It's wonderful to hear your voices.
Oh, you too. Hey,
Cherry, you want to say goodbye to them?
Bye, Bunky. This is Cherry Garcia. Nice to just say hi and bye.
Well, good to chat with you all. All right, Ron, you hang in there, buddy. Keep smiling. Keep
bye,
your chin
Bunky.
Up, okay?
Bye, Bunky. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
We'll meet you again.
Bye.
Thank you.
Sounds awesome. Anytime. Bye-bye.
Now, Cherry, I'll let you talk to Kathy and Michelle.
Yay. Hi, Kathy. And Kim's in the chat room,
hi,
and she wanted me to say hi to you, babe.
Hi, Cherry. I said hi.
Oh, I will. Kim, Kathy said hi.
You know what? If she's in there, she can hear you guys.
I know she can. I just did that to laugh.
That was one of those bond moments, I guess, huh?
Yep.
Hey, Kathy, you didn't call in Tuesday or Thursday, but you have to be given one of the best show awards this last year, because the day you called in on the spur of the moment with Natasha, that show was probably one of the top five shows of the year.
How
what do you
it?
Think, Paul?
We had fun at that.
Cherry. Wasn't that good? I mean, you were so funny back in that one. And you guys. And I will never. Where is Mr. No Pants, the loser?
Yeah,
probably running
Mr.
around
no
with
pants.
No Pants.
A long time.
I bet you he has no pants on. I don't know.
No, it wasn't me,
not.
Mr. No Pants. No, I'm Mr. No Shirt. I don't wear a shirt, but today I have a shirt on because it's too hot, and this chair got too sticky. So I put a
it's
shirt on.
I guess you can wear what you want, Ron.
Yeah, I know it's your
birthday.
Yeah, I should
put my birthday
suit. Birthday suit. Woo.
Nah, I knew my brother was coming over.
I do have to take a moment and tell everyone thank you for the cards that who signed the cards, or Cherry signed the cards for you. Thank you. And Kathy, I saw your name and Natasha's name on it. And Michelle, I
saw
that
was
one from you.
Yeah.
And and everything. So.
I'm gonna interrupt, but. Why don't you you want to read the card, what it said?
No, because my eye.
Okay.
I'm kind of having a hard time even reading the chat room, just to let you guys know. I'm looking and picking and choosing.
Everybody, Cherry, the words were beautiful. That's all you have to say, right, Ron?
Yeah, I'll maybe, you want me, maybe in a little bit I will.
Okay.
Maybe I'll try to close them and get, because when my second eye goes bad, it kills my reading. But that's it, yeah. That's the ticket. But
that's the ticket.
Man, it's been such a... We got to, like, a little calm before the storm, I think, again. Because... but, Kathy, how you been doing? I haven't seen you around much. You've been busy, ain't you?
I'm doing great. Yes. I have been busy, but I just work so much, and I'm off tonight, though, and I have nothing to do.
Wow. Yeah. You can hang with us for a little bit. We're going to have...
Yeah,
gonna,
I'm
going to
hang with you for a little
o'clock.
Bit.
And goodbye, my cousin, Nelson. And, you know, I read one thing he wrote. I need to look at his picture, but the one that I saw, we kind of do, as cousins, do have the... Rackwitz, look, what did you need to do?
Michelle dropped off again.
Michelle dropped off again?
If I lose you, I'm on my cell phone. I'll call back if I lose you.
Yeah, Michelle probably does. But, yeah, I know Joe was going to call in still. I might want to moderate my Facebook in case people are having a hard time remembering the phone number. Because there were some people that had told me they were going to try to pop in. But I've had tons of people already. It's been a crazy night already.
Yeah,
you
know. You're in love very much, Ron.
Hey, Kathy, this past week, Hayden and Lane were on Ron's show. And I said to both of them, I said, have you guys had a chance yet to... meet up with Kathy, and Hayden said no, but I'm planning to be in Texas soon, and she agreed that we would try to meet halfway, so I said make it happen. So
yeah, I know. I miss him so much.
They even signed my card. I asked Cherry, I said, did you actually get these people to actually say they wanted to sign it? And she goes, no, I just made it up. And I'm like...
You did a lot of work on that.
And I'm like, oh, I knew you probably asked it, but Hayden and Lane was names on there. So I do have to say thank you for that.
You know, we're blessed to know you.
You know what? I really have. You know, I've been looking, Kathy, something I've been doing this week is the two-year anniversary. I went back and thought about everyone that's been on the show that was from Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote down every season and who's been on it. And it amazes me how season 12, I have had everybody on the show, but Matt's never been on this show, but I went to another show and I talked to him, and he still wants to come on, I think. He will come on one time. And Brittany, I met her in Vegas, so I consider her, you know, but then I've had, there was one other person, I've never had Reagan. I don't know how to get a hold of Reagan. He seems like the only person that has kind of been like my forbidden, him and Brittany, and, are the two that are going to be the hardest. But I know Brittany would come on if Lane would ever do what he, you know, if we can get her before, like, not last minute, but
but I was looking at 12, and you guys, lots of everyone's been on, and then I was looking at season 11, and it just amazes me, you know what I mean? Season 11, I've had everyone but Brayden, and or Brayden, and it just amazes me how you guys have embraced me and everyone, and just, you know. I don't know what to say.
Everybody loves you. Everybody loves you, Ron. You can't help but to.
I try to do my best. Coach Wade was on the show just last week, too. You remember him from Survivor, the Dragon Slayer?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was on the show. You want to hear what he said about me? I have to play
yes.
this because this is such a good clip. Give me a second. It's up a little farther. I gotta read it. Okay, right here it is.
Do you need to get going to watch Survivor?
I'm loving this, man. I'm really, like, you know, I don't think I'm a celebrity, but as an interviewer, you know, there's different energy with different I'm an interviewee. There's different energy with the interviewers. And, man, you guys are bringing out the Dragon Slayer in me. So I say, let's keep going. Let's forge on, man. I'm ready to do more stuff with you guys.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? This is my last show in 2 years. And you know what? What you just said just put the biggest smile on. Because I really do try to make the show a little different than these other internet shows that are out there. And
right.
I'm glad you just said that. Hey, can we take some calls then? Would you like to talk to some of the fans?
I'd love to.
I just was amazed by that, you know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was honored for the last being the last
yeah.
show. I mean, but what was it, Patty? I mean, Cherry.
Yes.
I'm gonna let you talk for a second.
Okay.
If you want, Cherry.
How's work been, Kathy?
It's been very busy. We have had a lot of crazy things happen. A lot of, it never ceases to amaze me that the job security will always be there.
Crazy people just keep coming out and drove.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's every day. Every day it's a full moon, it seems like. It's just like when I think that I've seen all I can see, it's something else happens. I'm just like, wow. It's very entertaining. It's, you know. It's just a job, but it is a lot of my life.
I can imagine. I bet you'd be able to sit down and write a great book, you know, in a few years all that you've seen.
I could. I mean, it's just like every day something happens and you just, you think that you have, like I said, in it all, but you haven't until somebody else does something. But it's exciting, it's fun, keeps us on our toes, and everybody goes home safely, knock on wood, so I'm
blessed.
That's
the important thing, that you go home safely.
It is, as long as everybody goes home. That's what my goal is.
Okay. We have another caller, and I want to bring him up, but the note says a surprise fan.
Yes. I know who it is. She wants Kathy to stay on while she comes on the line, too.
Okay.
I'm trying to think where the area code is from.
Just do.
And if I know it.
Don't think, just do.
Just say hello, Ron.
Hello, Ron.
He's trying to figure it out.
Hello, Ron.
Am I here?
I know who this is.
Who is this?
This is Kathy.
Oh, crap. Happy birthday, Ron.
This is Kathy. This is the real Kathy.
Oh,
my God.
Oh. Yeah.
So,
happy
which
birthday,
one is the real Kathy? I still try to figure out. No. Thank you, Kathy. Kathy. Okay, wait.
Uh-huh.
How am I going to do this?
Hi, Kathy.
Okay.
Hi, Kathy. Let's confuse Ron tonight.
I know. I'm like confusing myself. I'm like, is he talking to me or the other Kathy?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Hey, Joe, I'll call her husband name.
Or you can do a K, K something.
I'm going to call her the real Kathy. The real Kathy is Kathy from Arkansas. Oh, wait, they both are from Arkansas, too. That's ain't fair.
We live in the same town, and we haven't even met each other yet.
I know. I was just going
to
say.
We have to fix that.
I know.
This
I know.
Kathy.
I went speeding down the
interstate
in I-549 hoping you would pull me over yesterday.
On 549, speed down 71 and I'll cave.
Well,
thank
I was
you.
Going down 71 and then hit. I was passing sheriff's car, slowing down, looking. No, nope, not her. Go. Find you, girl.
But no.
If
it's, Kathy.
If it's from 2 to 10,
Kathy
it'll be
me. The Kathy that wasn't on Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
As Missy said last show, we've been together, the three of us, as friends for a long time.
A long time.
And Kathy, I'll have to say she was the one that every time I came up with the ideal of doing this, she pushed me harder than anybody. And there was a couple times I backed off. Like, I think I tried to do with Amanda, and Amanda just didn't want to fly. And there was a couple other times. But when I started to do this show, Kathy pushed me the hardest. And she hasn't been around all the time because of personal reasons. But I know if I ever need her, she's there for me. And her and her husband both are great people, and don't tell them I said that. But I do
you're
love you guys.
Star, Ron.
I know, that's why
I'm sorry.
Like,
these,
it, Ron.
These two are
stop,
I'm sorry, but
stop it.
She's so I'm sorry. You don't know how much like I will never forget this conversation. We were trying to figure out what to name the show, and she said, "You need to put your name in it. Put no one else's name. You have to be the one in the show because, you know, people are going to come and go from you, but you're going to want to stay with it. And you're going to go." And, she kept on saying, "You make sure, you know, it's you." And that's why it kind of frustrates me when you guys call it the Ron Show, because I don't want Ron Show. It's the Rad Reality Show, because I wanted something that meant me, but also meant, just nothing. You know what I mean? Rad. It's rad. And
it's rad.
But she always pushed me. Even times I wanted to quit, she kept me going. She tried to find a way. Her and Panther.
Never give up and never quit.
That's right.
Never, ever.
So
are you saying, Ron, that old friend Kathy consulted you in what to finally name the show? Or is that a conversation you two had?
Yeah, see, I was going to give Bill to the person that I had chosen to co-host with me, Shannon. And I thought about doing something like that, you know. And she pretty much told me no. You remember that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And I have to say, I do thank you for that. You know, I thank
sweet.
You for the counsel that you've given me, the advice you've given me. And, like, nowadays, I go to Paul a lot for this and Cherry Garcia. And Cherry, you need to say hello to Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Because
thank you so much for your help, girl.
Thank you. Thank you for all you do. And I know what all you do on the sidelines. You're a sweetheart.
Oh, well, thank you, sweetie.
You're adored.
Oh, that means a
very
lot.
Much
thank you,
so.
Hon.
You're welcome.
I'm so glad everybody is here for Ron's birthday.
Woo-hoo! Yes, yeah, too. Has he blew out his candles and made a wish?
I don't know.
Trailer down.
Don't have
you
no.
You have to blow
have
out
no,
candles, Ron.
I have no cake.
No candles?
No one baked me a cake.
No cake?
No one baked me a cake.
Oh, you
nope.
don't have a cake?
Nope.
Oh, if I'd have known that, I would have sent you one.
I know. I should have got this Cindy May to send me one, because she said she would send me one. But
yeah,
I had an angel food cake this week.
To you.
But oh wait, I'm
angel
not allowed to have fire with my oxygen. I'm not allowed to have fire around my oxygen. I don't think a candle.
No. But you could turn it off for a second.
Sure.
Right. You
yeah.
have to take a shower without your oxygen, so you can turn it off.
No, I go in with it. I have to.
Are you going with it?
Yeah, I have to.
What's your favorite cake, Ron?
Cheesecake. Cheesecake.
What kind of cheesecake?
I want cheesecake. Any kind of cheesecake.
What kind? Any kind?
Any kind.
Okay, well, you're going to have a cheesecake delivered soon. It might not be on your birthday, but you're going to have a birthday cake. Okay?
Well, thank you. Yep. I'm excited. I was hoping my brother would got me one or my niece, but they're Ben's probably saying, he doesn't need a cake. He needs to lose the weight.
Well,
and
it's
I'm
your birthday.
Like,
you know?
But it's my birthday. That's what I said.
It's your birthday. It's like not eating chocolate on Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day. You eat chocolate.
Yeah. I understand. So, Kathy and Kathy, you guys are still with us. You're going to stay with us for a second, right?
Yeah, I am.
Yes, I'll stay with you for a second. If I lose you, I'll call you back because I am driving and I'm on my cell phone.
Because I want to bring up my next caller, and this next caller has a rad name, too. And it's a cousin that I haven't really talked to much, so I'm interesting to say hey to him. Nelson, welcome, cuz, as you keep on calling me, I love it.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, don't call me Ronnie. Call me Ronnie. No one calls me
Ronnie.
Yeah, everyone calls me Ronnie, but now it's Ron. I don't like Ronnie. Ronnie died.
No,
oh,
I hear
doing,
you.
Really.
I hear you.
Yeah, but how are you doing?
I'm doing as much as good as possible because it's kind of cloudy down here in K-Town.
So where are you at again? What parts? Where are you at?
I live west of San Antonio off of Interstate 10 in a little town called Kerrville, Texas.
Wow.
That's where that is.
Kathy knows
every
where
so
it's
often
at.
I talk to my dad.
Yeah, now he's out in California. I know it's Richard, right? Richard's your dad, right?
Yeah. Richard.
Okay,
Richard's
now he's in
dad.
California. Now he's the one in California, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get confused because I know Raymond really well. I know Raymond. Raymond comes by. He came by a couple times here in Georgia, where me and Ben's at. You know,
yeah.
And But the last time I've seen your dad, it was up in Yorkville, you know. I remember him stopping in. But you know, my mom's in the nursing home, too. I didn't know if you guys knew that. You knew that. Did you ever knew that, that mom was put in the nursing
no,
home?
No, I didn't know that.
She has Alzheimer's. So I don't talk to my dad at all.
Yeah, I know.
He pretty much disowned me. Sorry, guys. We've talked about this before. I've always been the last.
There's nothing wrong with that, Ron. I mean, you know, Ricky's disowned our daddy, and you know, I don't understand why, and I really don't want to know. I mean, you know.
I understand. Me either. Today is a day of joy, right? We want to keep it positive.
It is. Yes.
So, but I'm glad you called in, actually, because I've been wanting you to call in, and this is a perfect time. It's always great when I have relatives pop in and
they tell us secrets, and like Ronnie.
What?
And they tell us sweet little secrets, like your nickname's Ronnie. You know I'm going to call you that from this point on.
Growing up, I was Ronnie, yeah. I'll admit it. I hate it, though. I hate it.
I feel
we'll like you love it again.
They always called me Polly, and I hated that too.
Oh. But hey, okay, I want to bring up another caller, guys. Okay, I'm trying to figure out which ones to go first. Let me go ahead and, Paul, should I go to door number 4 or 5?
I think door number
Sounds like, listen,
they're listening right now. If you just need to say a quick happy birthday, don't be offended if he moves on and you can still listen. Why don't you do that, Ron?
Yeah, because I know who door number 4 is. So I'm going to go ahead and move on, and we'll go because this is somebody that's been a faithful person on the show, and he's called in quite a bit.
Oh,
he was on the first part, and he's from Cook Island Survivor. And Billy, what's up, buddy?
Hey,
how are you doing?
Ron. I'm doing good. I'm here to wish you a happy birthday, brother.
Thank you. It's been a fun show. It's been rocking for an hour, and I just can't. We can't. It's been amazing. I've had relatives call in. I've had a bunch of Big Brother people call in, and you're the first Survivor person. But I think Jillian's going to try to pop in soon too. But
well, you know me. I like to go first often. That's a smart
yeah.
joke.
That's funny. So how have you been doing too? Just to let everyone know. I always like to ask that question.
Oh, well,
I've been doing pretty good.
Just wrapped on my movie finally. It's in the editing stage. And I'm going to work on my band's album. But today is not about me, brother. It's about you. It's your big birthday. And so,
amen.
You know, you got the first 40 down. It's now time to get the next 60 in.
if my heart can, if they can fix my heart, I might can do it. But if they can't fix my heart, I'm ready to go into the grave.
Hey, you know what I always say? Never let Jeff Probst touch your torch if you can help it. So,
you know what, guys? When I do die, that would be awesome. Make sure we have a torch and somebody say, the tribe has spoken.
They're not.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey,
that's
Ron,
funny.
I just have to say this, too. Some of the most fun shows we had, I do remember when Billy came on and all his buddies on. It was fun.
Thank you. It's always a lot of fun to come on the show. And I remember the last time we had the cast of my movie, The Inferno Room. And it's one of their favorite highlights of having worked in the movie was to come on Ron's show and get to be on the air with Ron. And it's a lot of fun. They still talk about it.
You know what? Yeah, Yolanda. Yeah. Is it Yolanda? She wrote on my wall today. And I'm going to have to get a hold of her. She'll be great to come back. And you guys are all, Billy, we're kind of switched up the format now where we're doing like a 15-minute, like in the beginning and 15 minutes in the end. And then, you know, like a band at the end where we play a song. So what I was trying to get at is, like, if you ever have, like, opportunity to, you know, if you need to plug, like, the movies or something like that, just write me, write one of my associates, and let me know, you know, because, you know, you're always welcome here.
Thank you so much. You know what, I'll give you a holler back when the premiere is scheduled, and I'll come on the show when the premiere gets scheduled.
Okay, sounds good. Nelson, is that you over there talking?
Yeah. My wife,
Kathy. Okay. Oh, I'm here talking in the background.
Yeah.
Now, Nelson, do you watch reality TV?
My daughter had to go out to the trash can, and there were raccoons out there.
Do you watch reality TV? That's a question I didn't ever ask.
Whenever I have a TV in front of me to watch.
I understand. Because I was wondering if you ever watched Survivor and Big Brother.
I've seen a few of them, so.
Cool. Well, that's my cousin, guys.
Hey,
just
Ron, cool. And I'm going to interrupt because number five is wanting to just pop in real quick.
Okay, I was planning on doing that.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know what? I'll just finish up by saying again, once again, happy birthday, and can't wait to come
back on
and talk for a little while longer.
It sounds good.
Thank you,
we'll
Billy.
Get a hold of you as soon as possible.
All right. Thank you
okay,
so much,
buddy.
Brother.
Hi, Billy.
You too.
Okay. Billy's always good. Let's bring up. Okay. This guy owes me a fishing trip, actually.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Thank you. You know, I paid you a compliment, and I told your wife not to tell you.
What was that, Ron?
I said you guys were two of the greatest people I knew.
Oh,
and you know, I can't remember exactly what I said. It's been a couple of minutes ago. And I'm turning 40 today, so, you know, I lost my mind. But
anyway,
thank you for.
So this is Joe from Texarkana, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, this is Kathy.
Yeah.
Hi, Joe. He's yours?
No.
Yeah. Don't mess with my man, Ron.
Don't care about me. I'm worried about Kathy.
Hi, Kathy, Cubby.
Howdy.
Joe, we have Kathy and Kathy on the phone line.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, you're one of the special people that I include in my night prayers every night, and I just want you to know that you actually are. You inspire me by what you do, with all that that you got on your shoulders.
Thank you.
I love
that. I know you pray. I will never forget our couple conversations we had with Shannon when you used to pop in at late night chat on User Plane and talk to us. And I know Kathy told you and that you were praying for me, and I knew that. So I understand.
Slow down, Kathy.
Well, I'm going to get you out here and get you back to doing what you do the best.
God bless you, Snow.
Sleep?
Take care of
that's
Ron.
What I do the best. Thank you, Joe.
All right.
That's
bye-bye.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice.
That was really
great. What
Mappy
said is so true. What Mappy said is so true. I should have popped up my oxygen because I'm kind of like having a hard time breathing, and it's been just overwhelming of the flow of the show.
Lots of love.
Paul, you were going to say something.
I said you're right about the flow. I said it's been a good flow, and that was. That last call from your friend, you know, Joe, was awfully special.
You know what I think we should do? Because I need to take a little, you know, break from talking. And I bet we all have been up here. And if I see another caller pop up,
okay,
that is like important. I will cut the sound wave off.
Okay.
But I'm going to take a little short break, and. Feel free to call in if you're out there in the chat room, and I know some of you guys might still want to, you know, say hello. Kim, if you want to call in and say hey to Kathy, too. She's up here on the phone line with us still, right? Kathy, you're still here, right?
Yes,
Kathy,
I'm still
one.
Here. I'm still here.
Kathy, two, you're still here. And then Nelson's
here,
right? My cousin,
yeah,
right?
I'm still here.
And then we got Paul and Cherry.
We got you covered, Ron. Do what you need to do.
I was gonna play that clip. That is this one down here, isn't it?
At the very bottom.
My name is Ashley Trainer, and I was on Survivor Samoa.
Oh, you know, Ashley, we've been trying to get you on here for almost a year now.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
It's Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, it's Monica. How y'all doing?
This
is Brandon from Survivor Africa.
Ah, Brandon.
I'm an old school survivor.
This is April. I'm out of Dallas. From
Hi,
Big Brother.
You know what?
It's Tina calling. It's Tina calling Lillian.
Tina, if I call you Lillian, I am so sorry.
I'm Jerry from Big Brother 10.
Hey, guys. It's Carly again. How you doing?
Yes, it's Beth Chamberlain. And she is Beth.
Yeah.
From Guiding Light.
This ain't no Corey.
No, Corey, I know your freaking phone number. So don't even
know. Jeez, because I can hear where there's nothing around here. What up? God.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? This is Peco. Who's this? Hello?
Huh? Who is that?
Hello? This is Peco. Who's this?
Peco?
What?
That's Jesse.
Hello? I'm calling for Vicky, and I can't do a cool Pedro voice like Jesse, but here's a hint. I like to throw microphones.
Hi, Sheem. I love you.
I love you too, honey.
Hello, Jeez. Hello. You didn't
Hello.
Get Hello, Jeez.
What is this with the voiceovers and everything?
I don't know, but I like
okay.
it. It's...
Well, thank you very much. This is Juan.
Oh, Juan.
Juan.
Oh, are you friends with Pedro?
I'm very old. Old. So old. And I cry if you not know who I am. I cry.
It's Bonky. You're
right.
Okay. You're
right.
Oh, I don't know. Do you guys think you could recognize my voice?
It's Erica.
I recognize it.
Who?
Wait, no.
Sure.
Is it Erica?
It is. What's up, guys?
What?
Kumusta.
Did she say Kumusta?
Kumusta.
That's another friend trying to
How are you?
Kumusta. This is Chantel.
Hi, Chantel. How are you?
Hi. I'm Pedro's girlfriend.
What?
I'm Pedro's girlfriend.
No, it's Sheila, isn't it?
Yes, it's Sheila.
From Big Brother 5.
This is Sylvia Kwan, Survivor Fiji.
And this is Krista from Big Brother 2.
Woo! Oh,
hey, guys, it's Carissa.
This is Mike Goopin from Survivor the Australian Outback.
Hello.
Your
hey,
name?
It's Tracy from Micronesia, season 16. I always love Ron and his show. He's so great to survivors and being a survivor, a castaway, anything for your radio station, Ron. I love it.
Oh, thank you, Tracy.
No, this is Laura from Survivor Samoa, season 19.
Good morning. I'm calling from Indianapolis.
Hey,
I just don't know who that girl was saying that she's Rupert or Russell's biggest adversary because that's me.
I know who you are.
Who
hey,
do you think
this is Rupert.
Rupertskids.com. Go check it out. We always need donations.
This is Mojo. I'm a millionaire, baby.
Mojo?
Yes. People might know me from Jill Millionaire on Fox. Hey, we have another celebrity here who's also an actress. Her name is Jilly Real.
Hello.
Whoa.
I have a film coming out through Universal Pictures called Hole in One.
Okay. I don't know
this. I am calling in tonight for Mr. Alan Golden so that he can win his awesome contest that you're hosting tonight for the Vegas Bash.
That's what I'm talking about.
From season 8 of Big Brother, the storyteller, Joe.
I like sugar in my coffee.
How about Sue?
This is Susie, Survivor Gabon. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello. This is a guy that he's real tall and he likes to wear bow ties.
Hey, this
is Bob.
It is Bob.
Bob.
I knew it.
Is that Bob?
Right?
Yeah.
Bob?
That's
Bob.
How you doing,
Bob?
How you doing,
you're
Bob?
There.
Bob's coming to Iowa.
You bet. I'm going out to help Susie. She's an absolute doll. She deserves everybody's help. If you can't help the Red Cross, which I plug for, you might as well plug for Susie.
We are having an awesome show tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. This is Sarge from Survivor 9.
Hey, this is Courtney from Tool Academy 3.
Hey, it's Billy Garcia from Survivor Cook Island. I'm calling from New York City. And I'm calling for John Cocker, I think is how you pronounce his name.
Forever.
No, it's Alan Golden.
Hi, is this Ron?
I know who
Hi.
You are. This is Jillian.
This is Jillian.
I got
yes.
this one right.
You got to get the accent right.
Hi, this is Kellyanne, The Real World Sydney and The Challenges.
This is Michael.
Okay, I'm going to move on because we got callers on the phone line. But that's an awesome clip. Isn't that, Kathy?
That was awesome.
Yeah, that's just what happened in 1 week before your show, Big Brother, started.
Ron?
We did a contest, and they were calling in, and we had tons of people. And I see my cousin. My cousin Doris is in the chat room now, too. So, and let me pick up Jen Frog and let her wish, because we got more callers now. I love when we have nobody, we get rains of them. So bear with us. Actually, I want to pick up two people at the same time, Jen and a vampire chick. You both are live. Jen.
Hey, happy birthday.
And vampire chick.
Happy birthday.
I thought I'd pick you guys up together.
You're not supposed to be lifting heavy things, so two girls together does not work so well.
I'm not supposed to be lifting anything, actually.
See,
shouldn't lift
us up. You know, you shouldn't pick us up.
I haven't even been able to pick up myself most of the time. But,
what is that odd noise in the background?
What is that noise?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The coffee cup.
It's somebody.
I'm in a coffee shop down here in Kerrville.
Okay, I'm going to mute you for a second and I'll bring you back, okay? Go ahead. It's my cousin. I'll bring him back in for you.
Oh, okay. That was my phone.
No, it was starting to irritate me, too. And I just was wondering what it was. And I don't do it easily. So go on, you guys.
I just want to say happy birthday. I don't have to stay on. Just wish you happy birthday.
Okay.
Many more.
And thank you, because I want to get to our next caller. Wait, you guys want to say hey to our next... Wait. No, you know what? I want to go ahead and let you guys go.
Oh.
And I'll bring up our next caller, because our next caller will probably make us all laugh. And Kathy, I don't think you've talked to her yet, so it might be an opportunity for you to say hello to her, okay? You ready, Kathy? Kathy.
Which Kathy?
Kathy. Oh, did Kathy, the other Kathy, go? Kathy from Big Brother, is she still not here?
I didn't do it.
She must have got disconnected. Well, Kathy, I'll let you say hey to. Let you say hey to this girl, or yes, this young lady.
Hello.
Yes, Rennie, I've been trying to get to you.
For God's
I've been
sake,
trying to get
I'm
to you.
Trying to wish Ron a happy birthday.
I'm sorry, I've been slow. But thank you.
Happy 40th birthday.
Well, thank you, Rennie. I have Kathy from Arkansas on the phone line, too, from old chat days.
Hi,
do you remember Kathy?
Kathy Nairns?
Yes.
Hey,
Hi,
darling.
How are you, Rennie?
How are you doing? I haven't talked to you in so long.
I know.
How's your beautiful grandson?
He's... six now, and
I've
got
goodness.
Three more? Yeah.
Girl, they're coming like rabbits over there by your place.
I know, I love it.
We had Kathy from Big Brother 12 on, and I was looking for her because I was going to ask her if, you know, I was going to set you up for, you know, her. Kathy from Big Brother 12 was on the air with us, but she must have got disconnected.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to pick you up and tell her. You haven't talked to Kathy, have you, from Big Brother 12?
No.
Well, you had an opportunity to.
Right.
And,
had an opportunity.
You both had an opportunity.
She probably had an opportunity.
Yes, I knew that. I got to remember. I got.
Watch your words,
okay.
Ron.
Yeah, I've learned my lesson.
Is she a fan of mine? Is she a fan of mine?
I don't know. Kathy, have we ever asked that question to her?
I don't think so, but I think she is.
I bet she is. Everyone's a fan of yours. Everyone
you
loves
you
from your season. Because everyone loves you. You're the best.
I got thought blank the other day, man. You know what that means,
what,
right?
What, Paul?
No, I was going to say, I know absolutely for sure that Natasha, who is Kathy's very best friend, loves Rennie. I'm positive that BB12's Kathy does as well.
Well, that's nice to know. Where's Natasha?
Well, she's not here. She, and like I said, Kathy got booted somehow. You know how technology is. But I do want you to say hey to Cherry Garcia.
Oh, my God, Cherry Garcia?
Oh,
my God.
Hi, Rennie.
Cherry.
How are you, sweetie?
What this girl wrote about me for the Oprah show?
No.
By the way, that's a big white elephant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I know why they didn't take me, huh?
I so wanted you on that show.
Rennie, this
call. I would have been the star.
Rennie.
Yeah, I was disappointed you didn't
not
get it.
Not Susie Orman. Not what you call it. Y'all laughing, right?
I so wanted
you
on that show.
I got a reality. I got a reality something in the works, okay?
Yeah,
do you really?
Yeah, well, you know, they have to pick it up. I have a, when my agent comes back from Europe, he's got a pitch to give the this producer. You know, that's what it's all about. It's about the idea. But I've got a couple of great ideas. I can't give them to y'all now.
Right.
It'd be so funny. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, I'm funny being myself.
That's right.
Okay.
You keep being you, girl.
I had to interrupt because I totally have to interrupt because I wanted to ask this question, and I was going to forget it if I don't interrupt.
Jesus,
okay.
Ask it now before you forget it.
Okay.
We all want to
You were on a court case, okay? and I want to know more about this. I'm trying to remember. It's America's Court with a Ross guy. So is it really that fake? And why couldn't they call you Rennie? Or what was up? I mean, tell us the story
behind
that. How
are they going to call me Rennie when I was playing Julia Morgan?
But who's Julia? I mean, do you really? Did they ask you to be an actor? I want to know more. Come on.
It's a show. It's a show, isn't it?
Yeah, but I always thought they had somewhat
legit
cases.
Well, you know, he really was a judge.
I know. I could not believe it. People
y'all
showed
missed
me
the real
clip.
Good part, though. Y'all missed the real. They didn't even put this on. It was so hysterical.
Oh,
when
tell
I
me,
I the
love
George,
these shows.
Huh?
I love watching court cases. And
you
every
do?
Morning at 4 o'clock, I watch this guy's show if I'm awake. He's on at 4 to 5 my time. And
uh-huh.
I watch it. And, oh, my gosh. When I saw this clip, because I haven't seen you yet. I've been hoping they'll show it, you know, like on the television show part that I've made it. And
yeah.
And I can't wait to see the clip. I mean, I saw the clip and I'm like, I can't wait to see it on the television because I want to be shouting at the television. That's ready. That's ready. But yeah, tell us more. Tell us more.
I came through the doors like Loretta Young, right? This is the first take. And when I saw the judge in person, actually the judge is quite handsome, right? He really is
judge
in person.
Guy.
So I had this big smile on my face. So the producer comes out and says, Hey, Miss Smiley Face, you can't be smiling like that. You know what I'm saying? You're getting ready to get sued for $7,500. What's the smile about? And I said, well, I certainly didn't know the judge was this good looking. Well, the whole audience laughed, but anyway, we had to start again. And they told me not to smile a lot. I mean, that was funny. But no, I did a funny reality pilot. I probably told you about that. I wish somebody would pick that up. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So do we, Rennie.
So
do we.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah, so do we. I mean,
Ron, number 7 doesn't have much time. Just wanted to pop in quickly because I think he's maybe working.
Okay. Let me pop him in then. Because he probably wants to say hey to Rennie.
Yep.
Ben, welcome.
Yes. Hello, hello, hello. Happy birthday, Ron. And hello,
thank
Rennie.
Thank you.
It's Ben.
How's this, Ben?
Yeah, how you doing,
how
girl?
How you doing, darling?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Not too bad?
Having a little, I'm actually had a little event, a celebration, and I just wanted to call in and wish Ron
happy
birthday.
And have a drink for me?
I will have 2 for you, Ron.
2. Well, Rachel was going to have 3.
Oh,
so you got
to
have 4.
I'm going to be loaded tonight.
Is this
okay.
Ben with the long hair?
That's me.
Yes, this
That's
is Ben.
Me.
It's a lot of hair.
You have some long hair, Ben.
I know. You like that, don't you?
Oh, well, I haven't really seen it in person. It looks good in a photograph.
I wear it in private.
Are you an old hippie?
Well, I guess I'm slowly turning into one. I prefer the term aging rocker, but...
No, Cherry Garcia is our resident hippie. And Cherry, have I gave you the chance to say hello yet?
Yes, you did.
I said hi to Cherry Garcia.
Yes, you did.
But no, Cherry is our resident hippie.
Oh,
that's
she is?
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what I called her the other
Why
night.
Why y'all call her resident hippie?
Cherry Garcia, come on. She, you know, Cherry Garcia.
Right?
Cherry Garcia,
and?
You know.
What's
yeah,
that?
She's our hippie. She's our hippie. She was, you know, she meant it. Tell her that you're a hippie.
Cherry, are you a hippie?
From the olden days.
Well, so am I.
Awesome.
Are you really?
Yeah,
you
well,
really,
you'd appreciate
Rennie?
This off and on, sort of. I mean, there was a lot of peer pressure back then, right?
Absolutely.
But they had I don't know how this happened one night, girl, but I got in a van with a bunch of hippies. Oh, girl.
Oh,
it looked like
no.
It looked like Cheech and Chong in that van with the smoke and everything.
Oh,
and there was a parade going on down in New Orleans. Wait, this person driving the van decides to get involved in the parade. We weren't even supposed to be in it. Oh, girl. Wait,
that's
the police
awesome.
Are coming. Oh, God.
I love
oh
your story.
God.
Oh, my God. I climbed out. I got under the van, and I didn't want them to see me. I said, oh, my God. How the hell
Ron.
Did we end up in a parade?
Oh, my God.
I got to say hello.
I got stories, believe me. I got stories.
I know
you do, girl.
But,
and I love it. I want to give a quick shout-out to somebody special in the chat room. One of my nephews are in the chat room, Rustin. And hey, Rustin. He just
oh,
had a birthday,
isn't
that
too. Cute?
So
hey, Rustin.
Birthday.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is he on?
So,
I'm going to
No, just
I'm gonna
in
jump
the chat
out.
Room. We have a chat room going.
Oh, you have
a chat
How
room.
Many people in the chat room?
40 people are in
40,
our chat 40, room.
40, 40 right? 41.
People?
41.
Yeah, 41.
Oh, my goodness,
it's
that's
been,
a lot of people.
Yeah,
it's Ron's birthday.
Up.
Hey, Ben, thanks
Everyone
for calling.
Loves me.
Ben
yes,
get,
yes. Thanks for having me.
Thank
thanks
you.
For everything,
and,
Ron.
No, thank you,
you know,
buddy.
Have a great night. I gave Paul Kale Harbick's number to call. So give her a call before the end of the show. She wanted to say hi, but she's like, in between driving to a tournament and all this. So just give her a call and say hi to her when you get to...
Okay, maybe Paul can do that in a second. He can go to the screening call when we have a chance, and
cool,
we can do
cool.
that. So
have a great one. Thanks for calling in, Rennie. It was great to talk with you. We'll catch up again soon. And,
listen, you're a trip. Yeah, you're
yeah,
a trip,
Rennie,
honey.
We definitely have to get you on for one of our regular shows.
Well,
in a little
show.
Spot,
yep.
and I'll make sure Ben gets a hold of you for that. Rennie
yeah.
was on our first few shows, one of our first few shows, too, 2 years ago. You know, it's my 2-year anniversary, too. And actually, Rennie, I met the first co-host, and, you know, I don't think she has a Facebook no more, and I'm disappointed.
Who?
I went to look for her, Shannon. Miss Shannon. Remember Shannon? She went into the Navy. She was my co-host.
Yes. What happened to Shannon? I love her.
I don't know. The last time I knew, she was getting married, but I looked for her Facebook this weekend.
You talking about Shannon Hofstetter?
Yes, that's who I'm talking about. Yeah,
I
don't know what happened to her. She was getting married.
Well, you know that's wonderful because she wanted to find a good person.
And I knew she was she was in the Navy and everything. So I don't know what happened, but you know what? I know this girl will probably want to say hey to you too because she used to hang out with you in chat room days when you used to come in our chat rooms. Missy, you want to say hey to Rennie too?
I do. Hi, Miss Rennie. How are you this evening?
Who's that?
It's Missy.
Hey, Missy.
Thanks for being on Ron's show, and thanks for sending me that purse I ordered from you off eBay. Just so you know, I love it. I have it.
Really?
I do, with your little autographed picture. I'm such a fan of Big Brother and of yours, so.
Oh, my God, you got that purse, girl?
I did. I bought your purse, one of your purses.
Wait, which one you bought?
It's gold and maroon, and it has a maroon and gold through it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I
autographed
it for you?
You absolutely did. It's with my collection.
What are you doing?
Right now, I'm calling in to wish my friend Ron a very happy birthday.
Yay,
Ron!
Huh? Yeah, I got
Ron's
a lot
got
of friends.
Got a lot of friends. We should all
I realized
happy birthday
today.
To Ron right now.
You know what? You sung happy birthday to Panther on our show one time for a Panther birthday. I need my version of happy birthday. Will you please, Rennie?
You want
Marilyn
Monroe style?
Yeah, I like.
Okay.
You pick.
Okay, I'll do the Marilyn Monroe for Ron. Okay. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Hold on, Ron.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Ron. Happy birthday.
And I'm shaking my tits, too.
To you.
Yeah!
I love it.
Wait a minute, did I say shaking my tits? Oh, well.
That's what I thought you said.
Well,
already.
Shaking my boobs, whatever. But listen,
enjoy
your birthday. It was really wonderful to call in. You have a lot of friends, Ron.
I'm so glad. I've loved you ever since Big Brother 10. In Big Brother 10, you made me laugh. I will never forget some of the antics and some of the stuff you did in the house. And Rennie, you made season 10 actually. I know. Don't tell Michelle because she's my co-host. But you cracked me up throughout that season. And but I'll never forget.
Honey, I don't only crack you up. You should meet me in real life.
Oh, I
you talk about
crack
people up.
Would love to.
But I would love to. But I will never forget you and Steven and him trying to do you on the bed. That was
so
funny.
Wait, do me on the bed? Wait a minute, Ron.
Don't you remember that?
Oh,
he jumped on the bed.
Oh, when he jumped between my legs. Good thing I had a quilt there.
Yeah, I know, but it was still the funniest moment.
But I did open my legs when he jumped on me. I remember that. I remember that for a kick, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the talks you did with Keisha.
What about the last dance? They tried to, all of these young people thought,
Watch when she gets a lap dance, you're going to freak out.
Season 10 ruled in feed watching. I loved you guys. Season 12 should have took some lessons from season 10. Because
I'm pursuing what I want to do, and
You keep on pursuing.
Oh, please.
You got our support. You got our support.
Oh yeah. I know when I get something, you're gonna watch it. I guarantee
you'll
watch it.
I was successfully dialing out, by the way, number 6.
Okay, Rennie, are you needed to get going?
Yeah, I need to get going. So,
well, thank you for calling in.
Who's the guy who said something about dialing out? Who was that name?
Yeah, Paul.
Paul's dialing out? What
did
that mean?
He had to call somebody.
Oh,
so.
He had to call somebody. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, listen, I'll say to y'all, ciao. You hear?
Thanks so
thank
much,
Randy.
Y'all have a good life.
Love you.
Okay?
Thanks, Randy.
Love. This came out of my mouth the other day. I'm not kidding you. Love is life. Love is life. Don't forget it. I love y'all.
Love
all
you too, Rennie.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Ron. Love you.
Thank you, Rennie.
Bye-bye. Ciao.
Bye. Ciao.
She is a riot.
She cracks me up all the time, guys.
She says, ciao.
Oh,
Ron, are you having a good birthday?
It started out rough, but I won't talk about it now. I'll talk to you later about it. But
sounds good.
Tonight's show has been super. I've been overblessed. I can't even tell you who's all called in. I've lost count. And now we have one more person. And Missy, I'm gonna hold you off because she's driving. It sounds like. And
okay.
We'll get her. And plus, you know her. We go back a street for a long time. Actually, Kathy, who's up on the phone line with us too, goes back with her. And I know you spend rainbow times with her all the way from Oregon. I can't believe she can call out because I didn't think they had a cell phone
reception.
A reception up there. But we could. Paul called her. Kale, can you hear us?
Hi, yes, I can.
Well, how are you, Kale?
Well, doing well. It's been a while since we've talked.
I know. It has been. I was just sitting here thinking about that. We're going to have to get you on for a longer show one time. I'll get Ben on that because I know there's a lot of catching up we can do. But
Hi, Miss Kale. Hi, is this Missy?
It is.
Hi, Missy. I miss you. Haven't talked to you forever.
I miss you,
either.
Too. Well, you know, you're so busy.
This has been a busy time. We're in basketball season, and as you know, my husband coaches and my daughter plays.
You know
and
what?
You just did a movie.
I did. It just came out a couple of days ago. It's an art movie, so it's Saving Winston. It's a little bit slower, but it has a lot of beautiful scenes and a lot of horse scenes shot here in Eugene, Oregon, and it's an inspirational movie.
Kale,
nice.
I was screening the calls. I watched the trailer, and it does look beautiful. Do you actually appear in it?
I have about 3 lines. But yes, I have a scene in the very beginning, and then which is about 3 lines, and then at the very end, I have about 1 line. So there you go.
How fun! I guess
well, Kale,
you know it's
Ron's birthday, Kale, right? And you
That's
serve
what
wonderful
I've been hearing.
Food. You serve wonderful food down there at Dakota's. If Ron was in your restaurant ordering, what birthday cake would you give him?
It would be the chocolate fudge cake, double layer, very rich.
Why does everyone want to give me chocolate? I just... Kale, have you heard about my health issues?
I have not.
Everyone wants to give me chocolate. No, I'm dealing with my heart condition. I should have open heart surgery, but I have water around my heart, so I need to keep away from sodium, and chocolate's probably not a good thing. So I'll take an angel food cake with cream cheese. How's that?
Only if you serve it to him will he take it.
Well, I have been working in the winter. I have been working every Monday night at 5:00. That's been my shift.
You know, Ron, I was thinking carrot cake too.
Okay. All right. We have some hearing berry cobbler for you.
That's good. That's on my diet. That's on the diet sheet. Cobbler. I can eat cobbler.
That cobbler
I like
good
the cheesecake.
Too. Yes, I've eaten it.
I was still the cheesecake stuff, so it's okay.
Yeah. Well,
I already
I
have
am
that.
I'm on my way home from the state playoff games, and my husband was coach of the year.
Whoa!
Wow.
Yes. And so anyway, I'm in the car traveling, so I probably shouldn't be on too long. But
well,
Kale,
you know all the cops if you get pulled over, Kale. Come on now, you'll be safe. You
yeah.
own Rainbow.
Yes. Well, I know, but I'm out of my territory. And Oregon, you know, it does have the law against cell phones. And also, I'm on I-5, and Missy, there's a lot of policemen out here.
On I-5, there sure is.
Yes.
Well, it's good
so
to hear
anyway.
From you, Kale.
Well, thank you.
You know what?
And,
but you know what?
Yeah.
We know how Oregon is with cell phones, too. So she probably lose reception any minute now.
Yeah, that's true, too. That is true,
The only phone in Rainbow that gets reception is Kale's.
Well, Kale, I am so glad you called in because you've been a favorite of mine from the beginning of season 8.
Thank
and,
you.
And I was sitting here, you were talking about basketball. I remember 2 years ago when you came on the show for the first time. The actual show, and you were, I think, doing then too, and it's great. So
hey, Rod,
I'll let
I just
you go.
Mention you brought up you thought were some of the hottest women in Big Brother. I'm going to nominate Kale as being one of them too. Is beautiful.
Oh,
I will be honest.
So much.
I will be honest with you. I agree, just to let you know.
Thank you. You guys, you make this old lady feel great. Thank you.
I thought you were one of the top five, actually.
Oh,
I'll even say top five.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you.
Well, have a good one.
Okay.
And thank you
well,
for calling
you
in
have...
to wish me a happy birthday.
Yes. You have a great birthday, and you get well.
I'm trying to.
Okay.
I'm trying to.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Miss Kale.
Bye, Missy.
Oh, hey, Cherry, did you want... Oh, Cherry. Cherry is going to miss that one. Because I wanted Cherry to do something real quick, though. Hey, Cherry.
Yes?
What is House Mouse writing? Can you read it?
I will. It says, may your troubles be less, your blessings be more, and nothing but happiness come through your door. Happy birthday, Ron. Have a beautiful day.
Oh.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, House Mom.
Ron, fabulous at 40, babe. Fabulous at 40. Just remember that.
Bunky told me I was supposed to do all this stuff that I'm not... wasn't supposed to want to do or something like that. And I told him I couldn't do it tonight because I was too sick, but maybe next year.
Sounds good.
But I wanted to tell my nephew, Rustin, I don't watch wrestling no more. Don't have enough time to do it. So my wrestling days are over with. And I'm so glad he's in the chat room. I saw my cousin Doris out there and my cousin Nelson.
Four.
It's great to have some family. Jordan's at work, or she would be in there, too.
And by the way, Ron, or by the way, chat room, I haven't been in there because I couldn't open this up and get there as well tonight. So just I want to say hi to the chatters.
They're not missing you. They told me they're not missing you.
Well, listen, I rushed home through the traffic so I could call, and I obeyed the cell phone laws. But I just want to let you know that I love you. I hope that your day has been spectacular. Everybody who came to Ron's show tonight, thank you for supporting him. And, you know, we all love you. Cherry,
Wade,
Paul, everybody,
thank
you. Don't
go until I get to say something to you and Kathy, though.
Thank you.
Because you guys both are on the phone line. You guys... thank you for being part of my life since I met you too. And you guys have both, you guys been here from the thick and thin, and thank you.
And always will be, and you're welcome.
You're part of my family. You know, it's so good to have family that actually cares, you know.
Oh, okay. Dry those tears.
None of that.
You're 40. Don't waste them. Save those for your 50th birthday.
Not watch it, Missy.
Oh.
Happy times.
Thank you, guys.
Happy times. And I'm sorry I can't be in the chat room. So everybody who's in there, hi, guys. Thanks for coming. Now dry those tears right now.
Okay.
All right. Put a big smile on your face and think of a naked woman hopping out of a cake. And there's your thought for the rest of the evening.
Okay. Here comes... Okay, Missy. Good night.
Good night. I love you guys. Have a very good birthday, Ron.
Thanks so much.
Remember,
thank you.
Fabulous, fabulous and 40, babe. Fabulous and 40. Keep smiling, everybody. Love you guys, and I'll talk with everybody soon.
Not me.
I see.
All right. Night-night.
Okay. I'm going to pick up this person because I believe I know who it is. Hey, nephew.
Hey, Uncle Ron. Can you hear me?
How are you doing? Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm doing all right. Just wanted to call in and wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you. You know, happy birthday back to you. I posted it on your wall. I didn't have your number. I didn't know how to call you. And
I saw it. We're only just over a week apart.
Yeah, and the other one is 2 weeks up from me, and one, and then Grandma's next weekend. And we all rocked it 4 weeks in a row. It's always bloody. We have four birthdays, but Rustin, I don't get to talk to you as much, and I love you, man. I miss you guys.
I love you too.
I know you do. I miss talking to you guys.
You just got to make sure you keep well enough so that I can come down and visit you.
You need to come down anyways, because I'm not doing good at all. Like I was telling somebody today, but they didn't understand, I don't think. The heart is really bad, buddy.
Oh, I know.
And
but
there's nothing they
can
do.
There for you.
Yeah, I think so. I know you are, Rustin, and I know I love... I wonder if TJ forgot or he hasn't. Usually he posts it on my wall, so he must be busy this weekend. But
he's always busy with his new job.
Yeah, but I thank you for calling in, and I love you guys with all my heart. You know, guys, normally I bet he could tell you some stories about me too. But I could tell you one about him, but I won't do it. But
Oh,
it's the most funniest family story we have, though, bud.
Yeah, I guess the mistakes we make really do make it down in the family history.
Yeah, when I die, I want to write in the will, tell Rustin to tell the story about going to the Ron house. But I love you, man. I think I got another caller.
All right, I gotta get off anyway. I don't have too many minutes.
Yeah, you said you didn't have any minutes, but thank you.
Yeah,
love you,
can
man.
Go ahead and tell your story if you'd like.
No, I won't. I'll let people beg for it later. Okay.
All right.
Love you, Rustin.
I love
tell everyone I love him.
All right. Bye.
Tell Josh I love him too, because. I haven't had a chance to talk to him in a long time.
I'm not sure if he's home or not, but I'll make sure I let him know.
Okay, I will. Oh, you will. Thank you.
I will.
Bye.
Bye.
That's Rustin. Even though we call him Rusty, it looks like his name now is. He's always going to be Rustin to me. Okay, Vicky.
Okay,
your
Ron.
Turn.
Okay. Yep, I want to call in and tell you happy 40th birthday.
I hope you had a good birthday.
The show has been awesome.
It's been an awesome show. Yeah, I'm just now able to call in. I'm home with Mike and Andrew for the evening, but I had to take time out from them and call and tell you happy birthday. And I got a break away from rehab for a little while, and I'm actually sitting in the comfort of my own recliner right now at my house.
How nice, Vicky.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so nice to be away from there. And I'm sitting here thinking, I don't know, it just makes me want to come home more.
Oh, yeah. You keep, listen, Vicky, what I said on your Facebook wall is true. You just keep doing what you're doing, and it will come to pass when it's supposed to happen. Okay? Jerry,
yeah, okay.
Talk.
Jerry, you there?
I'm here.
It's an opportunity to talk.
It was really good talking to you last night, Vicky. I'm glad you were able to get out of there and go home and sit in the comfort of your own home and relax and be with your family and get away from that place for a while.
Yeah, have you guys seen the movie Coraline, the animated show with Dakota Fanning?
I haven't.
She animates it. Well, we were watching that, but I fell asleep during it. We were just now watching it. What?
Would you recommend it?
I do still want to see the end of it. I fell asleep maybe halfway through it, but I don't know. I did not sleep too well last night. I think I was up till 1 o'clock in the morning or something, and then I woke back up at 4:15.
Whoa.
So I only had 3.5 hours sleep, so it's not that it was a bad show. I was really hot. I was hot in my room last night. But it seemed like it would have been good. So it was good enough at the beginning that I do want to see the end of it. Do you want to hear a funny story that happened at the rehab?
Oh, you've told
yeah.
some already,
this
you
is,
bet.
This is just me.
Bloody doors.
But I was sitting at the table for breakfast, and then the lady across from me at my table, it looked like she had a piece of lint or something inside of her coffee cup, and I was sitting in a wheelchair, so I couldn't see it. You know, like that much in her cup, but I could see that lint, and I didn't want to just reach in and get it, so I pointed it to her, you know, and I said, look, you have some lint in your cup. Well, then I started tilting her cup towards her so she could see in it that there was lint, and I did not know it, but she had a half a cup of coffee, and I'm pouring the coffee all over the table in front of the lady on her spot because from my angle I couldn't even see it, and then all of a sudden I just see the tablecloth turning brown. I'm like, what's that? And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm pouring her coffee out all over her spot at the table. And yeah, from my angle, I couldn't even tell there was any coffee in there. I just didn't want to put my own finger in her cup when I knew she would be drinking coffee, you know, in a minute. I didn't know they already brought her coffee.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I just took the lady's cup and dumped her coffee all right in front of her.
Well,
that's funny.
Shit happens.
Yep.
Yeah, luckily she thought it was funny, and her husband was right there standing next to her, and neither one of them told me I was dumping it. I think they were more shocked that I was doing it, so, like, they weren't talking. I'm like, how weird to, I don't know, just pick up a lady's cup of coffee and dump it on the table in front of her.
So, Vicky, did you ever make a decision on what you were going to do with your hair, or was that just a momentary thing?
Well, I'm not going to do anything while I'm at rehab, but I'm thinking I'm thinking of change, and I don't know if anyone clicked on the link that Lisa Cruz posted, but that's what I like most out of anything that anyone put. More than anything else that anyone suggested to me, I do like what Lisa Cruz said. It's that color, but, you know, she said, but have it a little longer, which I would, because I wouldn't go that short. But yeah. I could maybe post it. Yeah, I could post a photo on my Facebook and just say what do you think about this look or something like that.
Sounds like a plan.
Lisa's in the chat room with us, Vicky. Just so you know.
Oh, hello, Lisa. Okay. Thanks. Yeah, I'm not in the chat room. I actually just woke up and I thought, oh my gosh, I got 10 minutes to call Ron. I think it was 15.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say, I'm gonna probably have to let you go because I want to say goodnight to people and make a couple quick announcements. Okay.
Okay. Well, happy birthday, Ron.
Well, thank you, Vicky.
Thanks for calling, Vicky.
Yeah, and it's the year to get healthy.
I hope so.
That's right.
The year to get healthy.
Okay. Let me do that, and I'm getting tired, guys. That's why I'm getting worn out. So thank you, Vicky, and I'm gonna put you on mute. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Where the heck did Louie didn't call in tonight or Thursday? He forgot about me.
Oh.
No, he probably wished me tomorrow. Amazing Race starts tomorrow. So we'll be doing that. Some great shows are going to be scheduled soon. Thank you for everyone who called in. What I really wanted to do was say thank you to the chat room. Jen, Michelle, Lisa, Big John, Kim, everyone. Everyone that's out there, Rustin and Doris, Dora, as I called her, thank you. I can't do the show now without Ben and Paul and Cherry Garcia. And I love you too, Rustin. And I love every one of you guys. You guys have been a big family for me. Kathy, thank you. Thank you for being here since the beginning of the show. And guys, if you want to donate to the show to help out, go to the radrealityshow.com, and there's a donation button. Help out. One reason I can do the show is by help from you guys. And there's calendars available. If you want just to buy a calendar, donate $25 and say calendar. I got four left for right now, I think. I might have a couple extra. I got to see how many I have because I still owe a couple people theirs. Tell him thank you. So it was a great show. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
You got the Rennie. That was fun.
That was awesome. I love her. She is funny.
She is great.
Even though she wanted to call it the Alan Show this year during that time of week, but she was great.
Night, Ron.
Thank you. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but good night.
Good night, Ron.
Good night, you guys.
Good night, Ron.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.